Blog Talk Radio.
Magic DJ and the tunes bang. Smoke and get lifted while you play. We don't give a damn what the rules say. We gon' turn this shit up on a Tuesday. 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 After that long day on that 9 to 5, the grind got you tired. It's time to unwind. It's Get Lifted Radio, bruh. It's alright. The 5, that pine, get high the sky. And tune into the latest of the future greatest. See who music breaking on the coolest station. Let them all know that you heard it here first. Cause we always got them exclusives playing. No matter the city you in, hit your app store and download that tune in. You'll catch a vibe with no matter who's spinning. Cause we got that fire rotating in here. Whether you're sitting at home, hitting a row, on chill or the go, we got you covered. Get Lifted Radio, be where it's at. There's no telling who all you might discover when
Magic DJ and the tunes bang.
Smoke and get lifted while you play. We don't give a damn what the rules say. We gon' turn this shit up on a Tuesday. 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 Turn this shit up on a Tuesday.
Another week here on Get Lifted Radio. I appreciate everybody for supporting the platform as always. I appreciate everybody who continues to tune in each week with me going forward. I appreciate it very, very much. If you aren't doing so already, though, do me a favor. Get your phone out and hop on Instagram real quick and follow Get Lifted Radio on the IG. As the millennials say, the IG. Follow me on the IG, Get Lifted Radio. So do that for me real quick, and I assure you I'll follow you back. And let's just do a little bit better with supporting one another. Today I want to talk about that too. I've noticed some of the activities on the platforms where people reach out, they want support, but then it's not really a reciprocated thing. So we're going to get into that tonight. Definitely going to get my guest Rhyme Scheme's feedback on it, being as he's an artist and I have watched him grow his platform over the past 2 to 3 years, and I can definitely tell he's doing it organically, which is not the easiest thing to do. So I do want to talk about supporting each other on the different platforms. So again, if you got your phone out, please follow us on Get Lifted Radio. If you are a Twitter user, follow us on Get Lifted _ Radio on Twitter. And let's try to unite with one another and do some real organic supporting of one another, actually getting to know who does what and how we can help each other out. So before I get into the interview tonight with our guest, I am going to play a couple tracks. If you aren't familiar, our guest tonight is Rhyme Schemes. That's R-E-I-M-E-S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, H as in Harry, E, M as in Mary, E-S as in Sam, Rhyme Schemes. And I noticed he changed the way he spells his name, so we're going to talk about that. But real quick, I want to get into a track. The artist's name is Marian Hill. You can follow her on social media platforms, Marian Hill Music. And this track is titled, I Want You.
Oh, babe, I've got this drink. Turns out I've got some strength. I love to drink alone. I hate this empty place. I like to spend some time. You look like Friday night. I'd like to dress you up and take you on a carpet ride. I've seen a couple things. I know the way it goes. Like everybody says, cause everybody knows. Maybe you're the one for me. We could be so cliche. I hate to see you leave, but love to watch you walk away. tired on the weekend. I've been holding on too tight. Never thought I'd be thinking I want. I've spent the whole summer sleeping. You've been staying up all night. Never thought I'd be thinking I want you. Don't make me play this game. Don't have it's time to wait. Don't need to read my mind, cause I'll just tell you stay. Why don't you show me wrong, and I can show you wrong. And if we're not too careful, baby, we can both get lost. I've been so tired on the weekend. I've been holding on too tight. Never thought I'd be thinking I want. I've spent the whole summer sleeping. You've been staying up all night. Never thought I'd be thinking I want you. I've been holding on too tight. I never thought I'd be thinking I want. I spent the whole summer sleeping. You've been staying up all night. I never thought I'd be thinking I want you. I've been so tired on the weekend. I've been holding on too tight. I never thought I'd be thinking
about it. I mean, we've been through a lot, and I can never really focus anymore, so I just smoke so I don't think about it. I hit you up about a conversation that we never had. It's all bad, now I dream about you. Had to move up out the crib where we live just to live. Now I'm here, but I can never really live without you. My friends ask about you, man, don't ask about her. Mutual friends that hang at all the same places. Guess what? I get to be around her. Debbie down her hands around her waist. A new man, goddamn, now he gets to pound her.
You want beef, nigga?
Quarter pounder. Underneath my breath, man, I'm such a coward. Throw a couple back and head home in a cab. I call your cell phone private and tweet about it. Melancholy melodies, premeditated felonies, and insecure identity and heartbreaking memories. You were never into me, and I was too blind to see that you was just using me. Damn. I was too blind to see that you was just using me. Damn. I was too blind to see that she was just using me.
I can't think for myself no more. I can't think for myself.
I was too blind to see that she was
just using me. I can't think for myself no more. I can't think for myself.
I was too blind to see that she was
just
using
me. That's the way love just seemed to go. Will you love me back? Now I just blow.
Sativa, I need you. Sativa, I need you. Sativa, I need you. Sativa, I need you.
Yo, that was Sativa by Jennifer. If you're not familiar with Jennifer, I'm telling you, get familiar with her. She's doing big things, man. She's originally from Chicago. She currently resides in New York, and she's definitely been doing her thing in New York since she's been there for the past 2 to 3 years. She's put together a band. She's performed at the Apollo, came in first place there. She's definitely doing a lot of great things, a lot of live performances. If you're not doing so already, follow her on Instagram at I am Jennifer, JennifAr. That's I am Jennifer. You can also follow her on Twitter at I am Jennifer. Check her out on all the digital streaming platforms. Jennifer, JennifAr. This is what I do. I support indie artists, man. I have become a huge fan of a lot of indie artists, just the indie music industry, period. And I feel like there needs to be a lot more platforms such as mine where we shed the light on the indie artists. Obviously, those who crossed over to mainstream, you know, they did these exact things right here. That's how they got to the point where they are. So I definitely appreciate everybody, like I said, who continues to support the platforms here, Get Lifted Entertainment, Get Lifted Radio, and everybody that's affiliated with supporting those that I support. I see you guys picking up on the flow and just supporting other artists and sharing other artists' music. And that's a beautiful thing because it takes an individual that doesn't have a big ego, who's not afraid to share another person's success, or who's not afraid to share another person's brand, product, whatever it may be. The world is big enough for us all to eat. And I feel like if everybody just looks at it that way, one person helping another, it also helps you. And you will continue to grow. Blessings are in the gifts of giving. So, you know, that's what you got to do, man. You got to give back a little bit. You got to support other people. And that's what I do here at Get Lifted Entertainment, right here on Get Lifted Radio. As I stated tonight, our guest is Rhyme Schemes. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram, REIMESCHEMES. Rhyme, REIME, Schemes, SCHEMES. I was trying to, like, rhyme scheme a little bit. I probably did horrible at it. But anyway, before we bring our guests on, I do want to get into one of his tracks that I came across, and it's not the track that he's currently pushing, which is Thief of Wine, but I like Island Flame. This was one of his releases, actually, right before the track he's pushing right now, which is Thief of Wine. So before I bring on the guest, I definitely want to play this track, give you a little introduction of his music and his flow and how he do things around here. Here we go with Island Flame right here on Get Lifted Radio.
Can I take you on a ride?
Take you on a ride now. Take a time out, you will find out. This is just another party, we bringing the vibe. City lock full time with you on in the range. Just jumping at the spaceship and we make it fly. Sky high, high. Now we gonna have our time.
Can I take you on a ride? Take you on a ride, live it up now. Everything turn up, free up now, live it up.
I fell in love the first time I heard that patois. When I come through, they feeling me like a shot dot. They can't step in the game with young skin, cause I'm in the party bringing the fire. You know my team, di mami. Y mami está bailando a controla. Me dice que le gusta reggaeton y no soca. No soy soltera, so podemos solo ser amigos. Digo, keep on the launch and dance floor. Yo que te sigo, yeah. And my rude boys run the set, cause they came right back, cause they was holding the sack. Cause they be living like that, cause we be living for real. I'm out in France, who so my say we chasing the meal. Cause we came from the up north when we came to get down. The party so fire, I'm loving her style. Underground when we come with the sound up on the track. We break a much fire, so how real is that?
Can I take you on a ride? Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. Do you feel the vibe? Take you on a ride, live it up now. Everything turn up, free up now, live it up.
Y él sigue moviendo el punani con su cara inocente. Y tú sabes que ganaste el dancehall ayer. Allí en el baile, bebé, cuando yo te miré por allí en el reggae. Me gustó cómo mueve tu cuerpo así, Baguiel. Yeah.
Y mueve tu cadera, y baila lo normal.
Yo no vine a mirar, yo vine a acompañarte. Como tu reina, tú sabes, bebé, que después de esta noche vas a ser mi reina. Mira señorita, acércate. Mira señorita, rózame, descontrólate. Y tócame como el fin de semana debe de ser.
Take you on a ride, lift it up now. Can I take you on a ride?
Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.
Do you feel the vibe?
Red him up, red him up, red him up, red him up, red him up.
I got that fire, temperature higher. Let me take you on a ride, lift it up now. Everything turn up, free up now, lift it up.
I know my girlfriend liked that song right there. She loved her some, I don't know, I think that was Spanish and some other stuff. Rhymeskin gonna have to explain that one to us. But before I go on and babble on, I want to go ahead and bring our guest on, Mr. Rhymeskin himself. What it do, man? What it do? Welcome back to Get Lifted Radio.
Yes. What up, people, man? I'm loving this, man.
What up?
So, yeah.
That's
first,
what I'm talking
first
about.
Of all, I got to give you a major shout out. I know. I watch the work you do, and I watch how you do things. Like it's excellent. It's kind of unexplainable, like how organized and how you really, really make it happen. So I want to give you your shout outs and your props before we get into this interview, because people like you, I don't think they get praised enough when they do great work and get, you know, hook up artists like that.
Man, you about to make me cry. You about to make me cry. You just made me shed a tear over here. No, man,
yeah.
I definitely appreciate that very, very much. I've come a long way myself just being a student, you know. No matter the level you're at, you can always be better. And that's one thing that I try to do is I try to make everything better here, because those who are involved, those who are guests, you know, it just makes everybody look good across the board. So I definitely try my best to make everything look easy. But I'm telling you, man, it's just me over here and my girlfriend can vouch. I be over here just grinding. Like, that's really all I could do is make it happen at the best of my ability at the time, work with what I got, and just continue to support people. And I know that everything that I'm doing, as long as I'm doing it genuinely, it'll grow, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that's real stuff, man. So we got to give you a round of applause for that, for real.
Give me a round of applause. Give me a round of applause there. All right, all right.
Yes.
All right, rhyme scheme, man. That's my bad. You see how we get tested here, man? I just had a whole bunch of technical difficulties after you just gave me all those great praises, man. I was like,
hey,
man, what?
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
What just happened here? So I'm glad you stuck it out with me, man. And I appreciate those who are tuned in, sticking it out with me. Yeah, man, my internet was just like, okay, well, he said you did a great job and you make everything look good, so we about to make you look bad.
Yeah, that's how they do you, man. That's how they do you. I know the feeling, man. You be trying to, you have everything organized, planned out to the T, and then bam.
Yo,
so I know,
and you know what? Somebody new to it would have just forgot it, been like, you know what? I'm just going to call him and we're going to reschedule. But that is not how I do things here. I was going to fight through that, sweating over here and all. We made it back through. We made it back.
All right. Good stuff.
Hey, so real quick, let's do this again. We got my man Rhyme Schemes here. Just introduce yourself to the people that, you know, who may have missed your last interviews with us. And, you know, let them know who you are and what you represent, man.
Yeah, I'm Rhyme Schemes, man. I'm currently here in L.A. on the West Coast. Grew up on the East Coast. Well, Midwest, I would call it, Detroit, Michigan. Been doing this hip-hop thing, I would say, about 10 years now. Experimented with a lot of the styles, anywhere from, like, the traditional hip-hop to, like, the reggaeton. We just played on Island Flame and the reggae vibe. So I feel like I'm a student of this music industry and, you know, traveled the world doing this thing. So just trying to keep pushing right now.
Definitely. And speaking of the reggaeton vibe, man, I remember when I first interviewed you, most of people would have considered and thought that you probably were an artist that couldn't even go in that lane if they would have just listened to the first four tracks based on that interview that we did a couple years ago with Armageddon. I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
Revolver.
Yep.
I'm trying to think, man. You know, I listen to a lot of music, but I definitely remember the tracks
that
stick out.
Yeah, the tracks called Progression. Yeah, Progression.
Yeah, Progression. Yeah, there you go.
The joint. Yeah.
So even when I heard, like, Island Flame, I was like, is he speaking Spanish? Like, you know, because
yeah,
first of all.
Yeah, I got a few tricks in my bag.
Yeah, like, okay, I hear you. So, you know, what made you even want to test those waters? Because, you know, a lot of artists are afraid to step outside of that comfort zone.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody who knows me my whole life, they knew I speak Spanish and stuff like that. And I used to always freestyle in Spanish, like, you know, especially in Detroit, because Detroit was like an all-black city. So I was like,
mm-hmm.
I would freestyle and I would switch it up in Spanish, and it would, like, kind of win the contest every time. So people, you know, like, yeah, you should go do the, bilingual tracks, you should do this. And I'm like, nah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be typical. And, you know, the vibe just kind of, you know, just start vibing and start, you know, coming into my own. And I feel that's the right place I need to be, doing a bilingual, the island stuff. And, you know, that's who I am today. You know, so I think my music it changes as I grew. And today, you know, the tracks you hear, like Island Flame, Tifa Wine, That's who I am. That's how I'm living today.
Nice. I like it. Definitely with the fact that, you know, you're incorporating other genres into hip-hop. and you're including a female that is not getting fully naked. Like,
yes.
Like, I was like, okay, let me see how this video is going to go. Because, you know, you hear, like, the Caribbean vibe, and obviously we see, like, the clips and stuff that they put out on Instagram and social media. It's, you know, it's the real rated R type of stuff. So, you know, to see the video and how you put it together with Thief of Wine, and how the feature artist in there, you could tell that she's a woman that she knows, like, she can have it in a sexy kind of or a sexual kind of manner without, you know, completely revealing herself. And I like that about her. And I can't wait to interview the artist. I'm not going to say the name because I'm just going to keep it a secret. Make you guys follow Get Lifted Radio on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Go to Rhyme Schemes Instagram, R-E-I-M-E. S is in Sam, C is in Charlie, H-E-M-E-S. The video is there on his Instagram. He's also doing a contest for his newly released video. If you go to his YouTube and leave a comment, I believe you're giving away a little prize for that, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely, man. Because sometimes, you know, people, it takes work to, like, support us artists. So, I want to get some appreciation back. You know, people were taking their time out to view my product, view my stuff. So, it's like, I want, you know how we do with the sweepstakes. So, one lucky person is going to get a $50 gift card. You know, all you got to do is go to the video, Thief of Wine. You know, you can share, like, whatever you want to do with it. But leave a comment. And I'm at the end of the week, I'm going to pick a random person and hit them up. And that's going to be the person who gets the gift card.
Well, yep. Just like that. So, easy peasy. Yeah. Leave a comment. 5 seconds.
Yeah.
10 seconds, however long, just leave a nice comment. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what's crazy, though? Cause just to go back a little bit, you know, the creativity and how the music has changed. It actually sparked the creativity when I was working on the Rhymageddon album that I dropped in 2017. That album, it made me challenge myself, you know, far as lyricism and being creative on that one, you know, So on the Rhymageddon album, it was supposed to be a joint EP with Armageddon and I from the Terror Squad. And so while I was working on that, Armageddon kind of sparked a few ideas in my head as he was, you know, making some of his verses and stuff like that, which sparked my creativity and which brought out the project. You know, and Island Flame was actually the first track on there and that I released. And it was just crazy how, like, I took Island Flame, I took songs like Book of Rhymes, I took songs like Smash to Go, which is the EDM track. You don't find too many people rapping over EDM. And so, and that song did pretty good in Hollywood here. You know, it played in this one of the top EDM clubs in Hollywood multiple times. And it was crazy. I'm just sitting in the club. The same, I used to work in that club, and I used to watch how people go crazy to my music while they're sitting right next to me. And that was a crazy international DJ. So that's what sparked the creativity. And also having a person like Nashu, who's talented, you know, gifted, She just sparks that energy as well. She brings that natural energy.
Yeah.
She called it black girl magic. That black girl magic. She, you know, so she actually sparked that as well, man. I mean, she's talented. I mean, wait till the world get a chance to hear her and all the stuff she got in the store. I can let the cat out the bag, but once they hear all the stuff she got in the store, you know, these rest of these jokers better move over.
Yeah, man, like the Island Flame track, she's on that. And then she's on the Thief of Wine. Let me say it how I think I'm supposed to say it. Thief of Wine. Thief of Wine. Thief of Wine.
Yeah, Thief of Wine.
She's on that track. And then obviously when she submitted to be a guest here on Get Lifted Radio, which she's going to be a guest here next month. And so I do my research and, you know, I get into seeing what people are doing. And like you said, she does, man. She's got like, just looking at her pictures and her little video snippets, like, she has this energy about her where she just seems like she's got a happy ball around her. Like,
yeah.
And it's following her and it's bouncing off of whoever is there. And even in the video, like, just her flow. And and her body movements, you could tell, like, she just, she's free with it and she's loving what she's doing. And like you said, it just comes natural, and you could definitely tell it.
Yeah. So, and we performed that track together. Actually, we performed for the first time ever together in Miami back in March. And it was just like, the energy was there. It was crazy. And when we tore that crowd up, and man, so, you know, I want to kidnap her all to myself and have her do songs with me only. So everybody knows y'all got to holler at me first.
you must got a stash somewhere.
Holler, yeah, I got a stash over here in California. No, I'm just playing. But yeah, shout out to Nashu. Shout out to Spaceship Music out there in Guadalupe, man. Big thing.
Definitely.
Happening.
Definitely. I definitely will be keeping up with them as well. But back to yourself, you know, one of the things that you said is you've been able to do this thing worldwide. And like I said, people that may not have caught interviews that you've done here before, like, just give us a little backfill on that, you know, all the places that you have been and why, and you know, how that helped your music career.
Well, it's crazy because, like, you know, I came over here to California, coming from Detroit. I ain't know anybody. And, you know, it was crazy just not knowing anybody. I met a random guy at the barbershop who had a studio, and that's when the journey had started over here in California. So shout out to Jake Kasai, man. I met him through my barber in San Bernardino. And it was crazy how he was like kind of the template for a lot of relationships, because the producer, Oh Gosh, he actually referred me to that producer who actually produced Tifa Wine and Ina Flynn. And it was crazy, the journey, how it started there. It started from there. And, you know, the journey went on from me working with, you know, Mo Free and Shakur, to working with Badass, to going on tour with Corrupt, Exhibit, doing tracks with Keith Murray, working with, you know, all the Terror Squad members. It was just kind of like, it's kind of unreal, because you don't want to be like a fanboy and be like, you know, a fan, because you listen to these dudes, you know, while you at the bus stop in Detroit and everything like that. But it just kind of is crazy. Like, it showed you that hard work, you can get to wherever you got to go if you set a plan together and things like that. And, you know, meeting other talented independent artists like K Rome and Nashu and Haya, and other people like that, man. It's just crazy how the journey was. So yeah, the journey was started off like that, and then Island Flame, you know, was the spark for me to be able to go to like Amsterdam, Paris, London, you know, and just perform these songs, you know, and Miami and all these different places. So it was like I've been all over the country, all over the world, just doing these songs, and it all started, you know, in a living room or a basement, you know, just making these songs. So it's just crazy how far you can go.
So, you know, when you're over in other countries, like, how easy or how difficult, or not even difficult, how challenging may it be to get people to be what is the word I'm looking for here? Let's say interested. Let's just keep it simple. Interested in what you have going on, considering you are from another country.
Well, you know, one thing I noticed that music, you know, being a universal language, and it's just, I perform the same way I perform in, whether I'm in Detroit or where I'm in Amsterdam. You know, it's all about presentation, all about the energy, it's all about getting the crowd involved. You know, a lot of rappers, a lot of people rap to themselves. Like, and they rap to themselves and they just try to be cool. And they may have a dope song, but it's like, that's dope as fuck when you listen in the car and somebody just hit it on a mixtape. When you're performing, you're giving people an experience. And I try to duplicate that everywhere I go, whether it be five people in a banquet hall in California or it be 7,000 people in London. And I think it's like, even if the person don't speak the same language I speak, energy, like we were saying earlier, energy is what transforms. They see me presenting myself and giving my all, that, and they reciprocate that energy, and that's what makes it a fun show. That's, I think, why people feel me when I perform.
That's dope. I always wondered about that, you know, like, because obviously when we see mainstream artists overseas, I mean, they're mainstream artists, so that's why they're overseas, you know? So yeah. It's like when we see them perform, we may see like a J. Cole or, you know, 21 Savage or something like that, just overseas performing, their crowds are humongous. And the audience knows their words. And like you said, they might not even know the language, but they know the words and they vibe off the energy. So I always wonder, like, for an indie artist, someone who's, you know, striving and grinding like you, is it the same kind of effect? But I can see what you're saying. You're totally right. A lot of rappers, they rap to themselves versus going on stage and understanding that that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to provide an experience. And I like how you use that word, an experience. Wow, you use that phrase, an experience.
Yeah.
An experience above all else.
Yeah, for real. That's your audition. You know what I'm saying? You may not have the budget like J. Cole and have, you know, where you got Ticketmaster and all that setting it up and their songs are playing all on the radio and how Spotify and everything and YouTube has got so big that these people know these songs. So when they come out to these concerts, and they are already ready to go. If you're a person who got a song that it's not known like that on the radio, your first opportunity, your first audition, it's kind of like a blind date. Your first opportunity is to let these dudes hear this song and to perform so they can go look you up so they can tell their friends about it. And that's it's kind of the reverse effect. You know what I'm saying? So that's my audition. Every time I go, I'm going hard. Like, you know, I'm trying to be like a public enemy making the wall sweat like Chuck D and them do when they perform.
Now you speaking names that they're not even going to understand, man.
Yeah. It's Chuck D and them, boy. They like 50, and they will outperform anybody I know, you know, and that's real.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. Before we even go any further into that topic right there, because that's definitely something that I want to ask you, especially with you being an artist. So before we go any further, I want to get into Defo Wine, and I said it right? I said it right. Defo Wine?
Yes.
Okay, I'm getting there, y'all. See, practice. You got to practice. As long as you practice, you'll get it. But here we go with Defo Wine featuring Nasu and my guy right here, Rhyme Schemes, right here on Get Lifted Radio.
Do it like you. Take a time, see some wine on me. Can nobody do the things you do?
Yeah.
Baby, wine on me.
Just grind it slow.
Got me with the stars and I feel pretty good. Hey, let's ride to the moon, yeah. Since I'm in the mood, God. Right here ruling. Play the music till I would slow it down. Baby, feel the groove, watch me move. Space bomb, baby, me fire waistline now. Take over, you know how to deal with it. And you're doing it right. Ooh, everything is so nice. Let me give you that slow wine. Can nobody do it like I do? Yeah, nobody can do it like you. Take a time, see some wine on me. Can nobody do the things you do? Baby, grind, baby, wine on me.
Just grind it slow. I like the way you're moving it, I like the way you're grooving it. Slow down, girl, you're moving too fast. I like the way you're moving it, I like the way you're grooving it. Slow down, girl, you're moving too fast. My Caribbean got it, cause she doing the slow wine. Hit the dance floor, cause you know she's so fine. Gotta spit game, cause I'm trying to make you mine. Caribbean girl, I got you on my mind. You the type be telling me things, but I don't wanna listen, cause you just be selling me dreams. It's like piano chords, because we pulling the strings. It's like we moving too fast, but we moving in space. We like astronauts, cause we out of space. We like, get too close, we gon' catch a case. She like, papi, ven paca, I wanna give you more. But slow down, girl, I love it when you want it slow.
Nobody can do it like you.
Nobody.
Take a time, see some wine on me.
Can
nobody do the things you do? Baby, grind, baby, wine on me.
Just grind it slow. I like the way you're moving it. I like the way you're grooving it. Slow down. girl, you're moving too fast. I like the way you're moving it, I like the way you're grooving it. Slow down, girl, you're moving too fast. Dancing under the moonlight, I almost missed my flight. But when you lost up in the moment, live your life. But when I look up in the eyes, feel so right. Slow winding and we grind. This our night, open like a 7-Eleven. It's like a dime, but I ain't making it to heaven. Cause I be rhyming and ripping. We steady sipping, she stripping. We pillow talking, we hitting. I'm like, slow wine with it. I'm just a rule boy on the grind. With my Caribbean girl, she looking so fine. We be making it hot because she all mine. I'm about to hit the selector, the bus, I rewind. I bust a rewind.
Nobody can do it like you. Take a time, take a wine on me. And nobody do the things you do.
And nobody do the things you do.
Baby, 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 grind, baby, wine on me.
Just grind it slow, just grind it slow.
I got something.
Slow down, girl, you moving too fast.
I got that thing.
Slow down, girl, you moving too fast.
I'm gonna give it to you good.
Slow down, girl,
I'm gonna give it to you
rosy.
Baby, you can see for wine on me.
Slow down, girl, you moving too fast.
Deeper wine on me, deeper wine, deeper wine. I'm gonna always remember that I've gotten it right. So that was my man Rhyme Schemes featuring Nasu with Deeper Wine. Y'all make sure you go on YouTube and check out the video. Stream it on your favorite digital streaming platform as well. And for those of you, I ain't trying to be funny or nothing, but if you can't spell it, here it goes. T-H-I-E-F, as in Frank, space, A-H, space, W-H-I-N-E, Tifa Wine, okay, Tifa Wine.
Yeah, learn a little bit of Creole over there, you know, a little bit of patois, you know, Tifa Wine. You know, it really means stealing, like thief, like stealing a wine, like a dance, you know, on a person that, you know, it's like a person being at a club and you want to dance with somebody. You just go behind them and start whining them. That's what Tifa Wine is.
Ah. You know?
So, yeah.
So I got to be careful with that when I go over there. They're always trying to be Tifa Wine on me.
Yeah, they want to Tifa Wine on me.
All right, man. So before we went into that break, you had mentioned, you know, Chuck D and, you know, how some of the older artists could outperform even to this day. And so speaking of that, right, you know, I come across a lot of artists that, well, their favorite line is, can you help me? You know? And I'm just like, man, here we go. here we go. But you have a lot of, I'm just trying to understand, like, you see these artists that made their way and made their path like way before social media. Even at LL Cool J, like he tweets, he's on Instagram and stuff like that. Like they understand what social media is for and they use it still even to this day to get people to recognize and understand who they are. And so for me, I see a common problem with younger artists, such as what you were saying, like not performing to the capacity that young artists should be able to perform at, you know, not engaging with their fan base or and things like that on social media as they should and want someone else to do it for them. Like, I don't understand how an artist that's up and coming, you know, like you're doing, you're grinding, you're overseas, you're here, you're there, and I see it. And you're putting in those grassroots efforts to build your brand. What is it with other artists that don't believe you have to do that?
You know, I think, well, we, you know, I come from a different time too. Even how we even get into the game is different. Like for me, like before I even was able to make a song or anything like that, I had to prove to my neighborhood that I can actually rap. You know what I'm saying? Like I remember when I first tried to come freestyle and everything and in the neighborhood and everything like that, dudes weren't even paying me a time of day. You know, they weren't even paying me no time of day. They was doing their thing, you know, whatever. I must have been saying some weak stuff. But then I went away to the military. I was over in Iraq, and I was just, like, rapping every single day. I mean, I spent 500 days in Iraq. So, I mean, we freestyle rapped every day. So when I came back to Detroit and spit some bars, I was, like, ready to go. They was like, ooh, you know. So, you know, it's even how we get into the game. You have to, like, prove that you can rap, you know. In my day, it was kind of like, you know, before you even get a chance to be heard by the dope man or whoever's funding the project, you had to show these dudes you can rap. And I think that's the number one problem. Dude can just sit there and yabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-do all day long, and then they'll ask their girlfriend, she ain't going to tell you you whack. They'll ask their homie that they smoking with, he ain't going to tell you you whack. You put that shit up on SoundCloud, now you're a rapper. And now you say, you know, somebody tell you pay somebody $300 to get on their stage or whatever you do. And that's where the devastation begins. That's where I don't think they understand, like, the process. I think that's where their problem may be. Not saying all young rappers are like that, but a lot, you know, you see a lot of rappers who are doing that type of stuff. And I think it's because they don't know the process. It's just kind of like the structure is not there.
Yeah, you know, I know there are a lot of young artists, obviously, that get it and understand it. I think it's that age range that's, like, in the middle. Like, and when I say in the middle, because, you know, they say that in order to market to the hip-hop industry today, anybody over 25 shouldn't be, basically, is what they say, you know, but I feel like anybody that's properly coached, anybody that has the work ethic and things of that nature, I'm one that does not believe 25 is the age cutoff to market yourself to the hip hop genre. It may be a little bit difficult because obviously the millennials, 25 and under, their mind frame is totally different. Like, they want to hear about different stuff, you know. They talk about different things, but then you still got that large core of people, not just here in the United States, but worldwide. And I like the fact that you think worldwide, that still love, you know, that hip hop, that original kind of hip hop, even when it comes to, and when I say hip hop, I also want to incorporate, you know, they call it trap music, but I like to say that it's, to me, it's like ghetto gospel, you know, like these are people that went through hard times in their rough neighborhoods, and this is their testimony, and their testimony is like, to me, it's a ghetto gospel because they're telling a story that a lot of people can relate to. It's just that you have some people who could tell the story better than others, and you got a large core of people out there who love that kind of music. But I feel like some of the artists that encompass that music to deliver, they're missing the, like you said, the points of the process. Like, they come from a different era, obviously, before social media. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, what really makes you, like a person like you who comes from that same era, be like, you know what, I got to use social media. This is what's going to get me there. This is what people want. So even though this is something that I may not like, I'm going to do the videos. I'm going to take pictures. Because you do all that. Like, you do the videos, you take pictures, you do behind the scenes footage, like the whole nine yards.
Yeah. Well, I think it all goes back to, like, marketing. You know, it's like, you got to use these free tools. They got every, so if anyone listening, listen to this. And you could be selling beauty products, whatever you sell. You got platforms that if you walk down the street, everybody got their phone in their hand with their head down. So you got potentially hundreds of millions of customers right there, right at your disposal for your product. So you gotta figure out how to reach all those customers. You know, so you gotta utilize social media. You gotta utilize, that's a free gimme platform that they're giving you. It's not like you gotta go spend a marketing team $100,000 to come put you on every radio station, every TV, every blog. People walk around with a damn TV in their hand. So all you got to do is figure out how to reach some 500 million people, you know, how to tap into all these different people, how to put your product in front of all these different people. So, I mean, I think that's very important. You know, you got to be able to connect. Like, you can't just post stuff. You got to talk to people. You know what I'm saying? I inbox people all the time and have conversations with them. You know, and you talk to people. You engage people. If someone make a like on your post, go and engage with them. You know what I'm saying? They may see the next post and they may automatically like it. You know, so it's just all about engagement and, you know, and just utilizing this platform, you know, social media. That's why the word social, you got to be socialized. You know, you can't just, like, spam everybody all day on that long and get mad, you know, if you get 5 views because you didn't interact with nobody. So that's, I mean, that's the problem right there.
You know, and you do that. Like, when someone comments on your Facebook page, I see it. Like, you go in, inside the comment and you actually, you personally address that person. You address them individually instead of as a group. So yeah. I do see what you're saying, and I honestly think that it makes a difference, because the last time you were here, I know your Instagram wasn't at the count that it is now, but just the way that you have grown your following ratio and the interaction that you get, can you say that when you have a show, or, you know, you put together something and you ask people to come out, and you also, if I'm not mistaken, you're going to be doing a podcast yourself. Two of them.
Yeah,
You're part of two podcasts, right?
Yeah, well, what happened was I was actually a co-owner of a radio station and a magazine. You know, I decided to step away so I can focus on, you know, the music. But I actually have a podcast actually right now that I'm working on. And the podcast is strictly just, you know, it's similar to the Joe Budden podcast. You know, shout out to Joe Budden. And it's pretty much just me, you know, just us talking about topics. It's me and my boy Kick It. We just happen to have it on Spotify. You know, so it's just, and we give advice. You know, my boy Revolver, he's been in the game, you know, for longer. He the one kind of brought me, like, hey, dog, you rap. So it was kind of like, we just talk about that. You know, we have to utilize these platforms, like, because, and I look at it like this. A lot of people want to conquer the world, but I'm gonna give you some quick numbers. If you got 500 fans and they all spend $25 on you, you imagine how much money you got in your pocket. You know, if I had a calculator for me right now, but if you got, like, a person say, oh, this person got, cause I, let me tell you how I get people too. I look at people's followers. They be having, like, I don't know, 36,000 followers. Right? Never heard of this person ever. Like, then you go look at their post, they have, like, I don't know, 5 comments. And they may have, like, 20 likes or whatever, but it's like, how you got 30,000 followers and no one's interacting with you? Either you just, like, letting them people stay there dead and you're not maximizing your capacity, or some fake stuff going on. You can have 500 followers, and if everybody's interacting with you and messing with you, let's say you buy a ticket to your show, $25 a piece, or whatever, $10, whatever. You're making an income utilizing your fan base. And so that's people don't realize that, like, the number, it's not how many numbers you got, it's not how you utilize the number.
And on top of that, too, like, I understand, you know, 5 years ago, what people are doing today, 5 years ago, it might have worked because so many people weren't paying as close of attention because we were all still trying to get a grasp of how social media even worked, right? So
yeah,
getting that many followers and stuff like that 5 years ago, you may have tricked a lot of people, right? But now today, because we know about all the platforms out there where you can go and buy likes, where you can go and buy views for your last 5 posts. You know, you can go and I'm talking about, like, people really do this type of stuff. And so, you know, when people frown upon my Get Lifted Entertainment, I only got 3,000 followers on my Instagram and all that. Guess what? Most of them are, like, people, if they're spread out everywhere, but if I had everybody in one arena, I'm almost sure that I could convert my 10% ratio that you're supposed to be able to convert into showing up to a show, into buying merchandise and things like that. And so the best number I use for artists, just how you were talking about with income, it's all about creating a true super fan. And a super fan is somebody who will spend money, show up at a show, tell a friend about your concert. And super fans are people like, you get 100 people to spend $100 on you, on anything that you got. 100 people to spend $100, that's 10,000. If you get 1,000 people to spend $100,000. Now you got $100,000. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And the number keeps going and going. And so what I try to teach artists is, not only is it about getting streaming, is like the slowest way to make money in the music industry.
Yes.
But if you got merch, if you out putting in that work selling, people think that people won't buy CDs. They do. People buy CDs. Even if it's not about the CD, it's about you and your pitch. It's about how you're presenting yourself. I mean, it don't have to be $10. It could be, man, all you got to do is give me $2. This could be the worst coaster you ever seen in your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to have personality about yourself. You can't be afraid of the nose and things like that. And so I just feel like with social media providing that instant gratification of a like, of a heart, of a wow, you know, like, it really takes away from people having to put in that work. Like, just imagine if Instagram didn't have the heart, or if there was no comment section, or if there was the same thing on Facebook. You don't know how people are reacting, right? So what are you gonna do? You want to know how people are reacting. So that, me personally, I'm gonna try to go out and try to start rubbing elbows with people now, talking to people, like you said, engaging with people. And so that truly does make a huge difference. And I agree with you. Like, it's, you can make money in the music industry if you just learn how to market yourself, if you just put in the work, and if you just understand and utilize your platforms and not think that it's about having 10,000 fake followers, 36,000 fake followers, because I'm telling you, that's the worst thing you could, especially now with how algorithms and things like that work, man. These platforms are catching on to it, and if you're not constantly doing things, it takes away from people trusting in even what you have going on.
Yeah, exactly. And I shout out to you as well, you know, for putting Tifa Wine on your Spotify playlist. Definitely appreciate that. Tifa Wine is approaching 30,000 streams right now. We dropped this in November.
Nice.
It's approaching 30,000 streams, real streams, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we on about, I don't know, 50 plus playlists right now. And it's like, yeah, it's from that, you know, it's from people submitting, you know, interacting, and then people liking it, they playing it, and, you know, it grows, you know, and it's
right.
As simple as that, you know. I mean, if the stars can do it overnight, you know, who got a major budget behind you, but as an independent, you got to just, like, you know, get in when you fit in.
And even with that, man, like, to be honest with you, when you say the stars, they, you know, like, for instance, let's take Danny Glover's This Is America song, right? You see how fast he put that out and how viral that went? Like,
yeah,
it didn't even, no promo or nothing, right? So me being who I am and, like, analyzing things from the marketing side, I can guarantee you he did the same thing that you do. It's just that he has a higher level Rolodex, if you will, right? So he can probably hit up some people at Spotify or, you know, wherever there can be a large impact and say, hey, I want to release this song. I need this many people to post about it. I need this many people. He hits up different celebrities that he knows. Hey, say that, go watch my video, repost it, say something about it. You understand what I'm saying? They do the same exact things. It's just that, like I said, their Rolodexes are a little bit on a higher level, so they got a longer reach, but the methods and the tactics are still the same.
Yep. Yeah.
Exactly. For sure.
Yeah.
So, man, we just talked about a little bit of stuff there, you know what I'm saying? We just gave a little game.
Yeah, okay, I'm charging by the hour. So y'all listening, y'all. Hit up my PayPal, Ryan Schemes. Y'all just playing. We just gave you free consultation. You know, people charge $1,000 for their consultation.
Hey, y'all heard this man say he's from Detroit, so he probably ain't playing.
Yeah, you know the hustle, man. That Midwest hustle, man. It's crazy.
No, but before, you know, before I let you go, I know you're over there on the West Coast, so it's like 6 p.m. over there.
Yes,
before I let you go, you know, besides the video release, what else you got working on and coming up, man? You stay moving and you stay keeping things in motion. So what you got going on? What you got coming up?
Yeah, so, you know, right now I'm promoting the video, you know what I'm saying, trying to find that correct market, you know, target that market to kind of to make a mini tour behind that. I got a few more songs that to follow this, the Tifa Wine, so I got a few more I'm working on right now. I got a few more that's done right now. And, you know, so it depends on how Tifa Wine goes and how we can market that. I'm going to drop some new joints for y'all. But, you know, Ramageddon is still out there. You'll catch me July 27th. I'll actually be out of San Diego at the Charger Stadium, July 27.
Nice.
I'm actually performing with Baby Bass. So, you know, y'all know Baby Bass. I'll be out there performing with Baby Bass, doing a Tifa Wine, Island Flame. You know, we have a booth set up out there. So if y'all in the San Diego area, July 27, definitely come out. Chop it up with me, take some pictures, man. Come holler at my booth and see me rock the stage.
Nice. Hey, man, let the people know where they can follow you on Instagram and Twitter, as well as your Spotify title and all that great, great stuff.
Yeah, definitely hit me up at Rhyme Schemes, RhymeSchemes. That's Rhyme Schemes. That's everywhere. Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. You know, so holla at me, man. And toda la mi gente en español, sígame por Rhyme Scheme, Instagram, Facebook, y todo eso. Tú sabes. That's for the Spanish people listening.
Tú sabes. I don't even know what I said, but I hope it was all right.
Yeah,
ask,
it was good.
You
did good on that.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be trying a little something, you know, a little something, you know. You'll know. Hey, but on a real tip, though, I did have some bacalao and rice. I know you know what that is.
Yeah. You're making me hungry,
yeah,
too. You know, I'm going to give me some of it right here. I'm in Little Mexico, so, you know, I get everywhere.
Yeah, so, you know. But, man, as always, I appreciate everything that you do as far as supporting my platforms as well. You know, I'll definitely keep on rocking with you and supporting everything that you got going on. And I also appreciate you for putting on Nasu. I'm sure you probably put her on to Get Lifted Radio. And if you didn't there, I just gave you the credit anyway. But
yeah,
like I said,
I'll take the credit, not you.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm looking forward to interviewing her as well. Y'all definitely keep up the dope work. Keep us coming with them hot tracks. Them tracks is hot, boy. Them tracks is hot. For sure.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. I want to give a shout out to my two daughters. You know, definitely. You know, I know they're probably not listening, but I always got to give a shout out to my two daughters. They're my inspiration. So my one daughter's starting college in the fall. So looking
nice.
Forward to that. Alabama A&M. You know.
Okay.
So definitely shout out to them, man. They're doing their
thing. Yeah, Alabama A&M. Even though it's Ohio State all day, but you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. You know I had to get that in there.
Yes, yes.
Hey, man, will you be safe out there on the West Coast? Once again, you guys make sure you follow Rhyme Scheme on Instagram and Twitter, RhymeSchemes. We're going to let you roll out, man, and I'm going to close this thing out with Tifa Wine featuring Nasu.
Tifa Wine, oh, my God. All right.
Yeah, man. All right, man, you'll be good, man.
Take a time, see some wine on me. Can nobody do the things you do?
Can nobody do the things you do? Yeah, yeah.
Baby, grind, baby, wine on me.
Just grind it slow, just grind it slow.
Got me with the sauce and I feel pretty good. Hey, let's ride to the moon, yeah.
Let's ride.
Since
I'm in the mood, God, then it's right here ruling. Let the music let me slow it down. Baby, feel the groove, watch me move. Space bomb, baby, me fire waistline now. Take over, you know how to deal with it. And you're doing it right. Everything is so nice. Let me give you that slow wine. Can't nobody do it like I do. Yeah, nobody can do it like you. Take a time, see for wine on me. Can nobody do the things you do. Baby, grind, baby, wine on me.
Just grind it slow. I like the way you're moving it, I like the way you're grooving it. Slow down, girl, you're moving too fast. I like the way you're moving it, I like the way you're grooving it. Slow down, girl, you're moving too fast. My Caribbean got it, cause she doing the slow wine. Hit the dance floor, cause you know she's so fine. Gotta spit game, cause I'm trying to make you mine. Caribbean girl, I got you on my mind. You the type be telling me things, but I don't wanna listen, cause you just be selling me dreams. It's like piano chords, because we pulling the strings. It's like we moving too fast, but we moving in sync. We like astronauts, cause we out of space. We like, get too close, we gon' catch a case. She like, papi, ven pa' acá, I wanna give you more. But slow down, girl, I love it when you want it slow.
Nobody can do it like you.
Nobody.
Take a time, see for wine on me.
Can
nobody do the things you do. Baby, grind, baby, wine on me.
Just grind it slow. I like the way you're moving it, I like the way you're grooving it. Slow down, girl, you're moving too fast. I like the way you're moving it, I like the way you're grooving it. Slow down, girl, you're moving too fast. Dancing under the moonlight, I almost missed my flight. But when you lost up in the moment, live your life. But when I look up in the eyes, feel so right. Slow winding and we grind. This our night, open like a 7-Eleven. It's like a dime, but I ain't making to heaven. Cause I be rhyming and ripping. We steady sipping, she stripping. We pillow talking, we hitting. I'm like, slow wine with it. I'm just a rule boy on the grind. Well, my Caribbean girl, she looking so fine. We be making it hot because she all mine. I'm about to hit the selector, the bus, I bust a rewind.
Nobody can do it like you.
Take
a time, see for wine on me. Can nobody do the things you do.
Can nobody do the things you do.
Baby, grind, baby, wine on me.
Just grind it slow.
I got something.
Slow down, girl, you moving too fast.
I got that thing.
Slow down, girl, you moving too fast.
I'm gonna give it to you good.
Slow down, girl,
I'm gonna give it to you rosy. Baby, you can see for wine on me.